God want me to tell you, who in the world you think you are? What's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? Don't you know he's still God? Don't you know he has the last say? I don't care how much you think you got or don't have. He still got the last say. Not you, not me, not us. He has the last say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, this is what God said. He talked to me about this verse for me to talk to you. He said, if you can put that up, this is Galatians chapter 3 in the King James. You can put that up there so people can look at it. He said, even Abraham did what? And it was accounted to him for what? Now look what he said to me. He said, I counted. Listen, listen. He said, I counted Abraham as a righteous man. That's what I counted him. Because he believed me. And I treated him like he was righteous, even though he wasn't. Now turn to 2 Corinthians. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. He said, I counted Abraham because he believed me. But he said in verse 21 of 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he has made him to be what? Who knew no sin, that we might be. He said, now I made you righteous. I counted him as being righteous. But I done made you righteous. He said, what's the matter with you? I done made you like me, and you acting like you not. You walking around conducting your life and doing handling business and going in and out like you don't even know me. He said, what's the matter with you? I know it's more than 25 and 30 people that in this church. I'm referring to the prayer line. We have 25 to 30 on the morning time, but even less of the rest of the time. It's amazing how they pick the shortest time to pray to be more people on there. I've been watching it. The longer we pray, the less folks we have. I don't know what's wrong with you. What have God done to you that you can't stand? You can only put up with him about 15 minutes. I'm talking to you today. You just had no business coming to church. What's the matter with you? I remember when this church first started, a lot of folks have been through it. Some of the poorest, brokest people I ever seen in my life, including me. We were so broke and poor, we couldn't even sit up and pay attention. Had to have some props to help us to sit up and pay attention. Y'all, I'm going to brag on my God. God done blessed me. What you mean? I mean, I done received some blessing from God. I'd had all kind of attacks, all kind of opposition. I mean, everything you can think of and can't think of and tried to discourage me and stop me. Just wasting his time. He finally decided to leave me alone in some areas. He couldn't get me to stop praying. He can hang that up. People talk about when we first started, all they talk about how he couldn't preach and all that. Yeah, I'm still preaching. I ain't studying about folks. But what you call preaching may be a hump of junk. Hallelujah. Y'all need some sisters, y'all, to go over and help and do what you need to do. Amen. Because he healed. You watch to see this testimony. You watch what come out of this. We ain't moved by no devil. We ain't moved by nothing the devil says and tried to do. We ain't moved by that. This time, saints will stand up for what they know is the truth. God be God. Let's let him be God. And he is God, I promise you. And I watch, and we can give testimony after testimony. We can give how God has blessed, and people have been healed, people have been set free, lives have been changed. Some of them got blessed and run off. That's all right. This is what they want to do. If y'all remember, some of you can remember, there was a lady in this church had been in a serious accident. And when she finally, matter of fact, Lord told me to go to the hospital when she was in intensive care. It's real serious. And she finally came to this church. She finally came here. And when she recovered, it left her with one leg that's stiff. She couldn't bend it. She walked like Chester, you know what I mean? The other way her leg was. And one Sunday morning, God said, call her to the altar. I called her to the altar. I said, can you squat down? She said, no. I said, do it. Because the anointing said. She's been walking right ever since. People start talking about it all over town. They finna get ready to talk, y'all. You thought they talked about you. That's why I got to get you hooked up. If y'all ain't a bunch that I can hook up with, I'm going to find me a bunch that's going to hook up. Because we're going to have some miracles. Hello? Huh? If y'all don't know how to be faithful, I'm going to find somebody. It's a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call. I said, this is a wake-up call. This ain't business as usual. I ain't like I was yesterday. You don't think I'm going to call you on the carpet to keep acting like you act? We got to stop this foolishness. If we're going to serve God, if we're going to be serious about the things of God, you're going to work with me, you're going to have to be here. I'm talking about staff, folks. Let's read a little further. Y'all still ain't got that scripture there? I get out technicians. Hallelujah.